RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Rembela Airport in Aceh. Singapore Airlines to support 2016 Indonesian Patient Week. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Rembela Airport in Benar Meriah District, Aceh Province on Wednesday. Palani's recent expansion with regard to the integration Rembela Airport will become the main gateway for the Central Aceh Highlands, which are famous for their natural attraction and gayo coffee that is exported to Europe. Aceh Governor Saini Abdullah views that the airport, whose construction began in early 2000, has a role in stimulating economic growth in the central region of Aceh. He also noted that the airport will be able to facilitate access to tourists and businesses to the land of Gayo, and so the opportunity to develop potential of this area will be more open. Rembela Airport provides connectivity between Gayo Highlands and other regions. Singapore Airlines will support the 2016 Indonesian Patient Week IFW, which will be held on March 10 until 13, 2016 by promoting the pine abroad and facilitate foreign designers to come to Indonesia. Public Relations Manager of Singapore Airlines Indonesia, Glory Hendrit, said that last year Singapore Airlines supported the 2015 IFW by giving free tickets to foreign designers who participated in the IFW. Singapore Airlines, an airline which provides tourism and family trips, will be an official airline that will facilitate designers, buyers, and international media to attend the 2016 Indonesian Fashion Week. In addition, the Singapore Airlines will also present fashion shows of designer Ivan Gunawan, Risman Rusaini, Soko Yanto, and Dato Sri Raja Reza from Malaysia. Glory also said that it will facilitate flights to bring foreign designers, buyers, and international media to Indonesia to participate in the IFW and promote the IFW via Singapore Airlines digital media. President Joko Widodo has urged the local administration of Benar Meriah District and Aceh Province to develop infrastructure to attract investment and to boost the regional economy. He remarked that some efforts to be undertaken by the local administration to boost the economic condition included streamlining the process to issue business and investment license permit. President Joko Widodo also called on the administration to promote the tourism attraction in Benar Meriah District. The regional administration should conduct promotional activities to highlight the area's various interesting tourist spots such as the Laut Tawar Lake and the scenery of mountainous area. Therefore, this will draw the interest of tourists to visit the district. The regional administration must also coordinate with the tourism ministry and the North Sumatra Provincial Administration to promote the potential tourism attractions. Indonesian government is introducing a new strategy to combat the forest fires that flood the country annually by encouraging local residents to engage actively in land forest fire prevention. Volunteers will be trained in fire prevention. National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB head William Rampalegi said people living in the forest fire front areas were rarely actively involved in mitigation efforts and indeed often faced the blame for the fires. Local people, he keep on saying, had in fact expressed willingness to prevent forest fires, but had been held back by a lack of facility, especially equipment and water resources. To increase the capabilities of local people, the government will first determine standard procedures. In conjunction with local authorities, the central governments, along with the regional governments at the helm of the program, will then recruit local people and organize them into task forces. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia, represented by Tourism Minister and Indonesian Embassy in Paris, France, had been the guest country or faced the honor in the Salon International du Tourisme de Mantes. To promote Indonesian tourist attraction abroad, particularly in France, the Minister Council of Communication, Social and Culture of Indonesian Embassy in Paris, Henry Kailiji, said on Tuesday, as reported by Antara, that more than 40,000 visitors, most of them are families with children, retired couples and tourist students, attended the SIT Nantes. Some of the visitors visited Indonesian booths. Visitors were seeking for information on Indonesian with interactive touch screen, which explained Peru's main destinations. They also took photos at the photo booth corner with 12 different selections of Indonesian sceneries. In addition, visitors could also enjoy the performance of Indonesian art mission, which performed dances from various regions. Indonesian state logistics agency Bulog has set a target to achieve 5,000 tons of rice production per year. As a per day, to meet a target of 3 million tons of rice production in early 2016. Bulog's Director of Procurement, Wahyu, said that a huge procurement had been scheduled from February to May 2016 due to delayed harvest time. Wahyu explained that Bulog's rice supplies stood at 1.45 million tons, comprising of medium rice for public service obligation, PSO, at 1.27 million tons. It was estimated that a harvest of 5 million tons of unhusked rice in February could produce 3.5 million tons of rice. However, Bulog could only absorb 7,000 of rice in the same month. Wahyu claimed that farmers own the majority of rice for their own consumption. Wahyu also added that Bulog's capacity to achieve the target was limited since the agency purchased rice of certain quality with government purchasing price (HPP). On Wednesday, Bank Indonesia (BI) issued a regulation on syariah hedging. The rule, registered as a PBI number 18/2016 on hedging based on syariah principle, is the materialization of the National Syariah Board (DSN) Fatwa number 96. Bank Indonesia spokesman Tirta Segara said that the rule is aimed at maintaining the stability of rupiah. He added that the issuance of this instrument aims to provide a syariah option in mitigating the risk of exchange rate changes. Under this rule, a Syariah Bank customer can apply for hedging to Syariah Bank. Meanwhile, a Syariah Bank can apply for hedging to fellow Syariah Banks or to conventional bank using Syariah SIM. The BI rule stipulates that the parties that can hedge exchange rates using Syariah principle are Syariah Banks, Syariah Business Units, and conventional commercial banks. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled The Phenomenon of Total Solar Eclipse. Total solar eclipse event is very rare because it appears every 360 years in the same region. Solar eclipse itself is a natural phenomenon as the sun, moon and earth take position in a straight line. The moon is between the sun and earth. In the event of total solar eclipse, the sun is blocked by the moon as a whole. Indonesia will experience the phenomenon of a total solar eclipse on March 9, 2016, coinciding with the national holiday, Nyepi. Of course, this brings about a positive effect for Indonesia, especially some regions that will be passed by. The phenomenon of total solar eclipse is utilized optimally by the Minister of Tourism to attract many domestic and foreign tourists. Since long time ago, preparation had been already made by the government to create programs in order to attract domestic and foreign tourists. But the event is also to provide the opportunity to boost the local economy. The Minister of Tourism is going to hold tourism awareness to provide an understanding and to encourage the active participation of society in creating a conducive environment in order to develop tourism in various regions of Indonesia. The program is expected to encourage the community to be actively involved in creating a safe, orderly, and clean tourism destination and will come in to become unforgettable memories for tourists who make a visit to the region. To boost the interest of tourists, the Tourism Ministry also holds a chant competition of total solar eclipse. The participants must take photos or make videos.
that can reveal the natural charm, cultural activity as well as typical cuisine in the regions which are passed by the total solar eclipse. There are 12 cities in Indonesia to be passed by, namely Palembang, Belitung, Balikpapan, Luwuk, Sampit, Palu, Ternate, Bangka Belitung, Palangkaraya, Poso, Halmahera, and Mentawai. These regions are now busy making a series of events to attract tourists. The objective is to be able to attract more tourists who want to witness the natural phenomenon of the total solar eclipse. Deputy Assistant of Communication and Marketing at the Minister of Tourism, Putu Ngura, said that the phenomenon of total solar eclipse is necessary to disseminate it to the public. The uniqueness of some regions passed by the total solar eclipse needs to be explored because it cannot be found elsewhere. The local people have to explore the tourism potential of their each region and their own role, and the government has to help promote it widely. President Joko Widodo himself wants to witness the total solar eclipse event in one of the regions passed by. The great effort of the regional governments to sell the natural phenomena of the total solar eclipse to foreign tourists needs to get support from various related stakeholders because in certain regions the access and accommodation are still very limited. Hopefully, the natural phenomenon of the total solar eclipse can boost the number of tourists far exceeding the target. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event which occurred on March 3, 1924, when Khalifa, an absolute system based on Islamic ideology and led by Khalifa, leader's system, ended. Turkey territory more than six centuries, starting from 1299 until 1923, was controlled by Bani Utsman, or well-known Usmania or Ottoman Sultanate. The Sultanate was led by 36 sultans. For six centuries, Turkey became interaction center between West and East. In the 16th and 17th century, Usmania Sultanate became one of the main powers of the world with a strong navy. On the peak of its power, Usmania Sultanate was divided into 29 provinces. The power of Usmania Sultanate was slowly eroded in the 19th century until finally collapsed in the 20th century. After World War I ended, Usmania government received the defeat in the war and deteriorated in economic field. Usmania or Ottoman Sultanate finally fell and became state of republic led by Kemal Pasha Atatürk. Republic of Turkey was proclaimed on October 29, 1923. On March 3, 1924, President Kemal Pasha dismissed Khalifa leadership system in Turkey. The next event was in 1969 when Apollo 9 was launched. Apollo 9 was the third manned mission in the United States Apollo space program and the first flight of the Command Service Module, CSM, with the Lunar Module, LM. A three-person crew consisting of Commander James McDivitt, Command Module Pilot David Scott, and Lunar Module Pilot Rusty Schwarzkopf spent 10 days in a low-Earth orbit testing several aspects critical to landing on the Moon, including the LM engines, backpack, life support system, navigation system, and docking maneuvers. The mission was the second manned launch of the Saturn V rocket. After launching on March 3, 1969, the crewmen performed the first manned flight of LM, the first docking and extraction of LM to spaceport EFA, and the second docking of two manned spacecraft, 2 months after the Soviets performed a spaceport crew transfer between Soyuz 4 and Soyuz 5. The mission proved that LM worthy of manned space flight. Further tests on the Apollo 10 mission would prepare the LM for its ultimate goal, landing on the Moon. They returned to the Earth on March 13, 1969. The next event was in 1973 when script of a convention on international trade in endangered species of wild fauna and flora sites was threatened to be adopted by the UN. At the 16th CITES 2013 conference in Bangkok, Thailand, the participants of the conference suggested to the UN in order 3rd of March to be decided and commemorated as World Wildlife Day. On 20th of December 2013, General Section of the UN finally decided 3rd of March as a special day to appreciate world biological diversity, especially wild animals and plants. Then for the first time, March 3rd, 2014, was celebrated as World Wildlife Day. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program Focus. The theme of today's focus is government keeps boosting the capacity of professional workers. The government of Indonesia, through the Minister of Manpower, keeps carrying out great efforts to improve the preparation of manpower capabilities in the pace with the ongoing ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. This is a step to be able to compete with countries participating in AEC. Preparations such as the field of medicine like doctor, nurse, architect, specialist, dentist, accountant, surveyors, to the tourism sector. Director General of Training and Productivity at the Minister of Manpower, Khairul Anwar, said that the government has possessed special programs to improve the quality of human resources to face the competition of ASEAN economic communities, such as training and competency certification program that will target workers of formal and informal sectors. As quoted by Republika Online, Khairul Anwar said that to launch the program, the Minister of Manpower is cooperating with the private sectors in providing workforce training. The training is provided through workforce training centers owned by private parties. According to Khairul Anwar, until now, the private sector has been reliable in providing workforce training, which may be indicated on the number of private institution training centers in various regions in Indonesia. According to Khairul Anwar, these days, the number of institution private training center is 8,000, and this will be optimized. But on the contrary, the ministry still experiences problems of supporting facilities in the training of manpower because the government still lacks a variety of special facilities needed for manpower in certain sectors. The Minister of Manpower also targets 1 million trainings, and the Indonesian Employer Association APINDO will be able to organize this training in obtaining the standard of competence. Khairul Anwar explained to okzone.com that the business people have an important role to improve the quality of human resources for workers, so that in this program APINDO is expected to boost the industry in order their workers will immediately obtain certification of competence. In addition, the Minister of Manpower also asked National Certification Board Profession, BNSP, to have a road map in order the certification process has a clear body and training. With this partnership, the government hopes that the transparency of information on labor and employment can be easily accessed by the public and business people. It is expected that the government, employers, and the public can work together to improve the quality of human resources and to spread the information of employment. Listener, that was Focus Day, read by Rahmana.
Listener, here is the headline of several national newspapers published today, March 3, 2016. We begin with Kompas, which wrote President summons ministers soon. President Joko Widodo reminded all ministers to have some one vision with the president. Related to that, despite differences among the ministers being part of the dynamics, President will demand explanation from the ministers who are involved in the polemic in public. This was stated by the President related to some arguments among ministers in public. The debate was on some issues or strategic projects such as Masela Gas Block in Maluku, rice import policy, 35,000 megawatt power plant target, and the Jakarta-Bandung fast train project. Still on the arguments among ministers, Media Indonesia wrote, "Ministers should self-reflect." President Joko Widodo was angry due to his debating ministers in public. They are also reminded to self-reflect. This was conveyed by President's spokesman Johan Budi on Wednesday, March 2nd, After another polemic between Energy and Mineral Resource Minister Sudirman Said and Coordinating Maritime Minister Rizal Ramli on the Masela gas block in Maluku, their debate in public had even become ad hominem. Meanwhile, Vice President Yusuf Kalla admitted to several times warned the ministers to avoid clash in public. Still, a minister ignores the warning. Vice President Yusuf Kalla added, all ministers must realize that they serve the president with its duties regulated in the presidential decree. According to the statesmanship expert of Parahyangan University, Asep Warlan Yusuf, president's authority is at stake amidst the clash inside the cabinet. President is demanded to stop the clash through strict acts against the debating ministers. Johan Budi emphasized President will summon the debating ministers and evaluate their performance. Listener, we end the headlines with Tempo. Jokowi warns debating ministers. Vice President Yusuf Kalla confirmed there are ministers who act outside the coordination. President Joko Widodo is also reported to be upset over the ministers who attack each other in public. President's spokesman Johan Budi Sabto Pribowo at the State Palace said recently the fight worsened and even becoming ad hominem or attacking personal life. Johan added, the president soon will evaluate the performance of the ministers to end this issue. Listener, that was the headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated Rembele Airport in Benarmeria District, Aceh Province on Wednesday following its recent expansion. With regard to the inauguration, Rembele Airport will become the main gateway of the Central Aceh Highlands, which are the famous for their natural attraction and gayo coffee that is exported to Europe. Singapore Airlines will support the 2016 Indonesian Fashion Week, IFW, which will be held on March 10 until 13, 2016 by promoting the event abroad and facilitate foreign designers to come to Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged the local administration of Benarmeria District and Aceh Province to develop infrastructure to attract investment and to boost the regional economy. Indonesian government is introducing a new strategy to combat the forest fires that flood the country annually by encouraging local residents to engage actively in the land forest fire prevention. Indonesia, represented by Tourism Minister and Indonesian Embassy in Paris, France, had been the guest country or place de honor in the Salon International de Tourism de Nantes to promote Indonesian tourist attraction abroad, particularly in France. Indonesian state logistics agency Bulet has set a target to achieve 5,000 tons of rice production per day to meet a target of 3 million tons of rice production in early 2016. On Wednesday, Bank Indonesia BI issued a regulation on Syariah hedging, the rule registered as PBI number 18-2016. On hedging based on Syariah principle is the materialization of National Syariah Board DSN Fatwa number 96. Bank Indonesian spokesman Tirta Segara said that the rule is aimed at maintaining the stability of rupiah. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Thank you. Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Aceh Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Aceh is the westernmost province in Indonesia with the capital city of Banda Aceh. The province is rich and abundant with natural resources, especially petroleum and natural gas. Unfortunately, the sector does not contribute greatly to the economic growth in Aceh. The sources of the greatest economic growth in Aceh actually in agricultural sector, which amounting to 26%. The second largest is the tourism sector, reaching 17%. Speaking about tourism, Aceh has many things to be promoted. The most prominent is its natural attractions. One of the natural attractions that you can visit in Aceh is Brian River. Listener, Brian River is located in Brian Village, Lepung Sub-District, Aceh Besar. Brian River has its own charm in the form of clear water and surrounded by original forest. In the upstream of the river, you can visit the Ulu Masen National Park that connected with Bukit Barisan Mountain Cluster. Ulu Masen National Park is a complete combination of lowland and highland forests. From the forest, the water flowing into the river. The water is then accommodated by building a concrete wall and stored into a large pool with bluish green water. On this location, it was built a dam to irrigate agricultural lands of the local people. Reservoir of Brian River is often visited by tourists. In Brian, the dam wall was deliberately built like stairs. Water flow passing through the stairs transforms into a curtain of water. Many tourists who visit the site take this spot for their photo background. The tourism object also provide tires for swimming, or you can play with renting duck's paddle or inflatable boat while enjoying the charm of Brian River. It is only 10,000 rupiah for duck's paddle and 25,000 rupiah and 30,000 rupiah for inflatable boats. Listeners, the travel distance of Brian River to the city of Banda Aceh is approximately 35 kilometers. During the trip, you will be treated to the sea views and hills with dense forest. To get into the tourism area, you are required to pay a ticket of 3,000 rupiah for adults, and especially for children is free. For parking tickets, you only have to pay 2,000 rupiah for motorcycles and 10,000 rupiah for four-wheeled vehicle. Around the pool, there are a lot of stalls and cafe that provides a wide range of foods and beverages. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Brian River. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello VOI listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany with me, Rahma. Today's edition presents you Totok Aura, or face massage. Totok comes from ancient China. Totok is used to heal various diseases from the light to the chronic one. According to Totok science, disease is caused by blockage that hampers blood flow. Totok science is development of acupuncture science. Acupuncture is a method of medical treatment which uses stimulation on acupuncture points of the patient's body to influence the body's bioenergy flow called qi. Qi flows in a meridian so that the point of acupuncture treatment is returning body balance system, which is realized through organized and harmonious qi flow in meridian that makes the patient healthy again. Totok science has particular philosophy. The science based on health and beauty comes from qi energy balance in the body, which is called yin yang. The science from the country of bamboo curtain spreads fast following the rising population of Chinese people to various parts of the world, including Indonesia. There is no clear information about when Totok Aura emerged in Indonesia. This therapy begins with body massage for several minutes. It aims to relax muscles and nerves in the body. After that, some body parts will get totok to smoothen blood flow before going to the core part, which is face. The next step, which is the point of this therapy, is massaging in some parts of face such as smiling line, eyebrow, and edge of nose. Totok Aura has many benefits, not only for health but also for beauty. Totok Aura on the face can change mood, prevent wrinkles, reduce symptoms of sinusitis and allergy, body detoxification, reduce face muscle tense, increase body circulation, brighten up the face skin, help absorb makeup, rejuvenate skin and heal migraine. The benefit must be so relieving for you can keep your health and beauty without medicine. Well, listener, that ends today's miscellany on Totok Aura or face massage. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, which introduce you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you an Indonesian female pop singer, Teriana Fatiah, or better known as Teri. The singer, who was born in Jakarta on June 14, 1984, started her music career as a background singer of Dewa 19 music group. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Janji Manismu by Teri.
biar kebesaran-Mu Tuhan. Aku bagai seorang gembara jalanan, terombang-ambing di lautan gelora, mencari kebahagiaan dahan untuk menopang kasih. Mungkinkah sudah tak hidupkan selalu sendirian? Hati membeku mengingatkan kata janji manismu. Ku di lambung angan-angan layan kasih sayang suci darimu. Oh kejamnya cinta mengiris kaku. Ku kan pergi membawa di cinta di hati terkubur lagi.
Cinta di hati terkubur lagi.
Peristiwa pahit penggores hati. Perjalanan hidup ini sudah tertulis, kutempuhi dengan kesabaran. Ku sadar kebesaran-Mu Tuhan.
Listener, Janji Manismu is an old song once popularized by Malaysian singer Aisyah and Ani Carrera in the 90s decade. The song is sung again by Terry dynamically. Janji Manismu has made Terry is taken into account in the Indonesian music world. The song tells about broken heart, but it did not make her worse because life must go on. To sing a recycling song is a challenge for any singer, because the song was usually well known by music lovers, so the new singer demanded to sing it with a new improvisation without losing the essence of the song. In 2016, Terry Fatiah released her first album entitled Terry, which contains 11 songs, and Janji Manismu as a leading song of the album. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kepingan Hati by Terry. Happy listening.
Kemanakah kini harus ku pergi mencari kepingan?
The song Kepingan Hati is one of the 11 songs on the first album of Terry. It also tells about the story of a failure in romance. The song became one of the songs that catapulted her name after Janji Manismu. In 2011, Terry released her second album entitled Are You Ready? In the same year, Terry, along with Lala Carmela and Nindi, released a single entitled Tulus. Terry also participating in a single Kita Bisa with Yofi and his friends, which became the official song of the SEA Games. In 2012, Terry released the third single song Butiran Debu that was previously popularized by Rumors. She dedicated it with different music arrangements. According to the woman of combining Dutch, Arabic and Minangkabau descent, Butiran Debu is a beautiful song and it can touch the heart those who enjoy the song. Listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Butiran Debu and Tulus by Terry. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Cinta, ketika kita bersama berbagi rasa, untuk selamanya. Namaku cinta ketika kita bersama, berbagi rasa sepanjang usia, hingga tiba saatnya aku pun melihat cintaku yang khianat, cintaku berkhianat. Aku terjatuh dan tak bisa bangkit lagi. Aku tenggelam dalam lautan luka dalam. Aku tersesat dan tak tahu arah jalan pulang. Aku tanpamu butiran debu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Ketika dirimu ada di dekatku, hangat cinta yang ku rasakan darimu. Tak tahan ingin ku mencurahkan semua padamu.
Kasihku ingin kau tahu segalanya. Selama ini yang ada dalam jiwaku, meski ku tahu semua takkan terbalas. olehmu karena engkau telah jadi miliknya. Tak sepantasnya diriku merenggutmu dari cintanya.
Biarkanlah menjadi kenangan yang indah dan takkan pernah ku lupa tuh selamanya. Rasanya diriku merenggutmu dari cintanya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.